Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I'm subbing in for Alex. Alex will be with us in about 30 minutes to break a big story. I can't say what it is, but there are stories up on Prison Planet and InfoWars that are breaking right now, such as this one. House bypasses governor's veto to claim Oklahoma's sovereignty. Although Governor Brad Henry vetoed similar legislation 10 days earlier. Remember, the sovereign citizen movement in this latest DHS document. You're a terrorist. Sorry. Approved a resolution claiming Oklahoma's sovereignty. Unlike House Joint Resolution 1003, House Concurrent Resolution 1028 does not need the governor's approval. The House passed the measure 73-22. It now goes to the Senate. We're going to get it done one way or the other, said the resolution's author, Representative Charles Key of Oklahoma City. And, Key is actually pretty good. He did try to expose a lot of what was going on during the Oklahoma City bombing. So this is encouraging. I think our governor is out of step. House Democrats objected, saying the issue already had been taken up and had been vetoed. But House Speaker, Chris Steele and Republican Shawnee ruled the veto is not final action. Key said he expects HCR 1028 will pass in the Senate. HJR 1003 earlier passed the House 83-18 and won approval in the Senate 29-18. So again, I mean, there is hope out there. Everybody's like, oh, you guys never offer any solutions. Oh, you are keeping us in the box. Look, we're telling you, get out there. State sovereignty is, you know, one step in the right direction. Oath Keepers is a step in the right direction. Starting a chapter of We Are Change is a step in the right direction. We can have a great effect if we want to. If we want to not just sit back and be armchair quarterbacks and argue about minutia. We can make it big, folks. We could go big time if we don't want to bow down to Obama, the president of the world. If we want to say, you know what, how about we stop giving the banks money? And maybe it's not a good idea to essentially bail out the newspapers. Let them go down. Let them go down with the ship. They've been lying to us and manipulating us for years. It's time to say set sail. Goodbye. Au revoir, Boston Globe. I wouldn't mind the Washington Times going out after that disgusting article they did on this Lexicon document. Again, Dobbs is the only one who's really talking about it with any seriousness, and it's just fading away. How many more of these DHS documents have to come our way, and how much more outrageous do they have to get and broad do they have to get before we step up and saying, no, no more? I'm going to take your call starting in the next segment. We got Dice coming up in about an hour, but I want to take this time to thank another one of our great sponsors, AlexJonesRingtones.com. That's AlexJonesRingtones.com. You know, if you want your phone to mean something, if you want your iPhone just to be a little bit more than eye candy and a video game machine with a GPS on it, go to AlexJonesRingtones.com. You get some of Alex's best rants out there. They're going to be offering some of my little rants as well. And when that goes off in a bus or maybe at a family event, people are like, what's that? You know, they think just a show starts. Oh, that's my phone. That's Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. Well, that was pretty interesting. Yeah, he, you know, gives all his movies away for free. You should really check it out. So it's a great way to get the word out there. You know, it might even be better than wearing a T-shirt. People hear your ringtones all the time. It's AlexJonesRingtones.com. Go check them out. They're a great sponsor of this show. They make it possible. It helps us out. And like I said, it promotes Alex Jones. It promotes what we do here. I mean, who else is giving you this news literally 7 hours a day, sometimes more? Oh, is it .net? Oh, I'm sorry. It's AlexJonesRingtones.net. You can also just go to Alex Jones Ringtones on Google, and that will come up as well. Just check them out. Is that the homepage at Info? Are you hot right now, Paul? Can people hear you? Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, you should go hot. I always, Jaron and Paul go hot on my show. Makes it a little more interesting. Anyway, we're going to take your calls. All the latest news. Alex Jones coming up in about 25 minutes. Mark Dice at the 1 o'clock hour. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis. Go check out the latest. House bypasses governor's veto to claim Oklahoma's sovereignty over at InfoWars.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, speaking of gun rights, I had Larry Pratt on my program, The Info Warrior. It's 9 to midnight Central Time last night. And I forgot to bring this story up, and it's such a great story because it really illustrates how responsible gun owners save lives. We're going to play the video in a moment, but I'm going to read this right now. College student shoots, kills home invader. A group of college students said they are lucky to be alive, and they're thanking the quick thinking of one of their own, police said. A fellow student shot and killed one of two masked men who burst into an apartment. Channel 2 Action News reporter Tom Jones met with one of the students to talk about the incident. And this is Charles Bailey he's talking about. Apparently his intent was to rape and murder us all. Oh, but we can't defend ourselves. We shouldn't have a Second Amendment. We should just bow down to the government and just let them take care of us. And if they can't, just, you know, be raped and killed like the slaves that we are. That makes sense. Bailey said he thought it was the end of his life and the lives of 10 people inside his apartment for a birthday party after two masked men with guns burst through the patio door. They just came in and separated the men from the women and said, "Give me your wallets and cell phones," said George Williams of the College Park Police Department. Bailey said to the gunmen, started counting bullets. Can you imagine that nightmare? If you're not armed, they're counting bullets as a guy has a gun to your head? Oh my God. The other guy asked how many bullets he had, and he said he had enough. My God, again. That's when one of the students grabbed a gun out of his backpack and shot the invader who was watching the men. The gunman ran out of the apartment. The student then ran into the room where the second gunman, identified by police as 23-year-old Calvin Levant, was holding the women. Apparently, the guy was getting ready to rape his girlfriend, so he told the girls to get down and started shooting. The guy jumped out of the window, said Bailey. A neighbor heard the shots and heard someone running nearby. I mean, this is incredible. Really, these people all could have been killed. Very disgusting. Do we have the video yet, guys? Are we pulled up? All right, let's play the video. We got it?
They thought they were about to die when masked gunmen burst in, but it was one of the robbers who ended up dead. Police say a man at the party on Lakemont Drive in College Park surprised the home invaders when he pulled his own gun. Channel 2's Tom Jones, live at Grady Hospital, where one student is recovering from gunshot wounds. Tom.
Yeah, John, that female student was caught in the middle of the gunfire, and she is lucky to be alive. Actually, all those students who were at that party are thankful that that one student took matters into his own hands.
If they hadn't been there, I don't know what would happen.
Charles Bailey is talking about the college student who risked his life to save the 10 people who were at his party when two masked gunmen burst into his apartment.
I think all of us are really cognizant of the fact that we could all been killed.
The gunmen ordered the men in one room and the women in another.
Apparently, his intent was to rape and then murder us all.
That's when one student urged another to take action. There was a gun in a backpack, and one student grabbed it and started shooting at the gunman watching over the men. That invader ran away. The student then kicked in the door where the second gunman, identified as Calvin Levant, held the girls.
Apparently the guy's getting ready to rape his girlfriend. So he tells the girls to get down and start shooting. The guy jumps out the window.
Levant died from gunshot wounds to the face and arm. A female student was hit in the crossfire but survived. A neighbor told me she thought she heard one of the gunmen run by.
I just heard him say, somebody please help, call the police. And that was right after I heard the three gunshots.
Bailey, a college student himself, was shocked when I told him Levant lived just a building away.
Building 17.
What?
Building 17.
Oh, man.
And Bailey says the gunman told him they had been watching him, and now he knows how. Police say they are close to finding that second gunman. The student here was hit several times but is expected to survive. We're live at Grady Hospital in downtown Atlanta. Tom Jones.
All right. I mean, it's just an incredible story and really a reiteration of why we need our Second Amendment, not just in incidents like that, but really to protect ourselves from a tyrannical government. All right, I promised you I was going to take your calls before Jones came on. He's coming on in about 18 minutes with a special announcement. Let's go to Joshua in Florida. Joshua, you're on the line. Yes, sir. All right, let's just go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on the line.
Yeah, how are you doing today, Jason?
Good.
Yeah, first of all, I want to tell you I had your film, Fabled Enemies. You did a real good job on that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the other thing is, I'm an old guy, Jason, and I am so pleased to see you folks, younger folks, getting involved in this. And I've been a longtime listener of Alex, and he got me motivated. He will probably recognize my voice, but I ran for town chairman years ago, 2005, on a property rights issues, got elected, and I've been reelected and reelected again, so three times.
So you're a great example of how you can make a difference. And I always encourage people. Everybody's like, oh, I have no power. Listen, locally you can have a real impact,
And
that's why that MIAC report demonized Campaign for Liberty, because that's what that's about. Campaign for Liberty is about a government for and by the people again. Good people going into their city council spots. You know, if you're ambitious, maybe a congressional or a state senate spot. You know, local mayor. There's so much you can do if you want to get involved. Correct, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. And then I got elected to the county board, and I bring up all kinds of issues, resolutions. They passed a resolution against legal and illegal prescription drug abuse, against turning all of our waters over to the federal government under the Clean Water Act. I had one on depleted uranium. I got one on these gardens that's going to go through, you know, take away all of our rights to have gardens and so forth.
Yeah, they don't want any kind of organic farming. They want to force us all the GMO food that they poison us with. They're very loving people.
Oh, yeah. You know, so anyway, I want to tell people out there that you can do this. And we've got a local talk call-in show that is on right before Alex, 9 to 11 every day. And there's three or four of us, and they do not screen the calls. So you can bring up Bilderberg, you can bring up everything. And, you know, the host, there's a liberal and a conservative on there. We're trying to break the paradigm, but we get tons of information out over this. And last Saturday, okay, at our town hall, I had advertised, and we put it on Rush Limbaugh locally here, and Hannity and Michael Savage ads. We showed the Obama deception at the town hall, and people came from all over. Packed the town hall. We had to get chairs out of the basement. It was just a super deal.
And you know what? That reaches out to so many people. And, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, they think the Obama deception. We're reaching out to the right now because the right is who is waking up. We woke a lot of people up on the left during the Bush administration. Unfortunately, a lot of them did drink the Obama Kool-Aid. Some are coming around. I mean, how can they not come around with all these DHS documents, the Give Act coming up, the National Civil Service Act? I mean, craziness is upon us, and hopefully we can just open up more and more people's minds to the information we present here at InfoWars and Prison Planet. I thank you for the call, Bill. There's a great example of how someone's taking action on multiple levels, you know, going into his local government, holding screenings of films that matter, that expose what's really going on, that show you the larger picture, that get beyond the right-left paradigm that so many people are mentally entrapped in. All right, let's jump to Craig in Pennsylvania. Craig, you're on the air.
What's up, Jason? It's actually Craig from Philadelphia, wearechange.org.
Oh, excellent.
Hey, man. I'm actually calling in to promote an all-new project that I'm putting together called the CitizensMediaNetwork.com.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I'm looking to do with it is go like a state-by-state, trusted admin reporting type of thing where people can just upload their local corruption that they find out on a day-to-day basis.
Well, sir, it sounds like you're trying to start an alternative media organization, and, you know, that's not acceptable in the DHS, and it's defined as a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in the mass media products and outlets. Sounds like you might be a terrorist, man.
Yes, I am proud to call myself a terrorist. And I'm a gun owner as well, and a carry permit holder, so I'm proud to call myself a terrorist.
You are red level. You are ultra-burning red level, sir. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, sir?
Doing pretty good. Just wanted to say real quick, I don't know if you guys missed it during the swine outbreak, but there was a Zionist senator here in Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter, who changed parties kind of in that shroud.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually did cover the Arlen Specter changing parties and, you know, shifting from the Republicans to the Democrats and openly worshiping Obama.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I just wanted to continue on that and, you know, let a lot of people out there know. I do listen to your show all the time. The Republicans forfeited the veto power and filibuster, and that's going to give Obama to ram an opportunity to ram through a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, well, you know what? They're actually talking about maybe Hillary Clinton becoming the Supreme Court justice. I don't know if that's the real deal, but they did make her Secretary of State instead of the Vice President. I mean, they chose another company man with Biden. But can you imagine if Hillary is on the Supreme Court? I mean, she's got maybe 20, 30 good years of tyranny in her.
Right. Absolutely. And one more thing before I go, just I started my own blog to help out. It's joestv.blogspot.com. I kind of stole that from Freeman TV, but I just posted some articles to spread the word.
All right, thanks, man. Way to be proactive. Let's jump to Lauren, Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason.
How are you?
Very well. I'm really glad you had Stuart on, and people need to understand what the truth is, or you're going to take the whooping that this country's been taking. Freedom is not given, and it's not taken. Freedom is exercised. A man can never really be both ignorant and truly free. So the bottom line is, you got God made men, and this is even for atheists.
Lauren, hold over. Hold over. We'll have you on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Broadcasting live from GCN. InfoWars, and of course, PrisonPlanet.tv at the moment. We got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. We got a special guest coming up at 1 o'clock to talk about this Oklahoma sovereignty. I'll talk more about that in a bit. We're going to push Dice a little bit further back to talk about his new book, The Illuminati, Fact versus Fiction. Of course, we're carrying that, The Resistance. And he republished this other book, Proofs of a Conspiracy, by John Robison, which we're also carrying at Infowars.com. We're going to keep going to your calls. Let's go back to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, finish up that point.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Here, I have just three bullet points real fast. First off, even if you're an atheist, you know that a man didn't make you. Okay? God made the men made a club, the club made rules, codes, regulations, and statutes. If you want to know what's going on, you might check the 14th Amendment, and all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. See? There are some people that are not subject to the jurisdiction thereof, and you better look up the definition of person. It's not a man. Now, there's a guest that I want you to have. This guy's name is Jim Percy. He's on the Power Hour every Friday for 2 hours, and you can listen to the archives free. GCN is doing a wonderful service. Mm-hmm. You can listen to the back archives, and what you're going to get is you're going to get attorney general, you're going to get lawyers. The bottom line is, you are a man. You are not a corporation.
Well, it's a lot of common law stuff, and they're going after people.
No, it's not common law. It's not common law. What it is the truth about what it is we are, each one of us. We're human beings. Now, we can agree to be a person. We can be to be a ward of the state. That's what the 14th Amendment is doing. 13th Amendment, no slavery or involuntary servitude.
Well, this actually does sound a lot...
voluntary servitude.
This actually sounds a lot like what I discussed with Tupper Saucy before he passed. And, you know, as far as I know, that's common law. But maybe I'm wrong. I thank you for the call, Lauren. Let's jump to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, Jason. Hey, since you're going to have Mark Dice on, I wanted to bring up something. If you would bring this up with him, you know, you can maybe make a couple of notes about this. But a couple weeks ago when you had him on your show, he brought up about Aleister Crowley and this book on sex magic that he wrote. I brought this up to you before, and I'd really like to see you and Alex look into this because of how this ties in with the New World Order, what I consider to be one of the most insidious aspects of the New World Order. I mentioned that I've got a book I actually got through Tex Mars by Judith A. Reisman called Kinsey, Crimes and Consequences. And I just wanted to read a brief excerpt from this book. There's three sections. It goes into Kinsey's background and the crimes he committed and then the consequences of what he did. And it talks about his Roman holiday. It says, France disappointed Kinsey. He had expected the French would be much more sexually liberated. Across the channel, Pomeroy notes that Kinsey was in England hoping to acquire Aleister Crowley's diaries for the Institute, which is now the Kinsey Institute of Sexuality. Crowley, who was also known as the Beast, was accomplished in homosexual magic and an occultist, drug addict, and sadist. He conducted ritual satanic sacrifices of such heartless cruelty that the Italian government drove him out of Italy following the revelation of fatal bloody orgies with children and their mothers in his squalid Sicilian abbey. Crowley had just died in December of 1947. When Kinsey was reportedly unsuccessful in obtaining the diaries, he made a pilgrimage to Thelma Abbey, the temple where Crowley ministered. Crowley's first book, The Pornographic White Stains, advocated sexual magic and was much favored by Kinsey. Now, I bring that up because, as you know, the Patriot Act, John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez, advocates the torture of children in front of their parents. And we know about with the Franklin cover-up and with, the thing that, you know, Cheney was, Halliburton and DynCorp about the sex slave rings that they kidnap these children and sell them into. So Kinsey is directly responsible for this because of the so-called research he did. And I find it no coincidence that this guy was heavily into Aleister Crowley to the point of wanting to use his rituals to justify the perversion that he promoted that is now responsible for where it is almost impossible to get a true conviction against the pedophile. It used to be in the United States in every state, and she brings this out in this book, that it was on the laws that crime was punishable by death.
Yeah, they don't want to go after the real pedophiles ever, Stephen. I mean, the bottom line is, not only don't they want to go after the real pedophiles, they want to make children sex offenders when they're, you know, texting each other topless photos of each other as teenagers. God forbid teenagers act like teenagers. They're the ones they want on the sex offender list, not the hardcore criminals that are raping children. It's disgusting. I thank you for the call. We'll have Alex Jones in the next segment. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
We are back, and we are joined via phone by the one, the only, Alex Jones. Alex, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. You know, I did 17 days straight on average doing four programs a day, and I wanted to continue doing it and staying on the air, but when I start getting a little bit irritable and also suddenly I can't remember all the documents or information like I normally can, I always take off with two or three days, and it just absolutely jump-starts me, so I'm going to be back Sunday. No, you're going to be filling in Sunday 4 to 6, but I'm going to be back Sunday in town. I'm outside Austin right now. And then Monday I'll be back rip-roaring, ready to go. And I appreciate you taking on quite a few hours. You got 4 hours, 11 to 3 p.m. Central. And then the Info Warrior out of the InfoWar Studios, simulcast on Genesis, is there from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And I guess coming up today you push back Mark Dice because you've got Senator Brogdon coming on from Oklahoma, where they bypassed the governor to pass the state sovereignty act up in Oklahoma. But then, what is Dykes coming on after that from like 1:15 to 2:15 or so?
Yeah, we're going to hold him over a little bit over, and maybe even take some calls with him in that final hour.
Hey, while you're at it, let's just care of business here on air before I get into this news. We finally yesterday, I mean, I've been told by the guy that ran the Alex Jones channel, over 30 million views and over a million views a week. And that was the whole point, is that it started building up, getting bigger and bigger, where it was online by the end of the year to have, like, you know, 50, 60 million views. But we finally got the actual documents, the actual, you know, letter from YouTube, and it was the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. It says that there at the top with a complaint, though the Gazette says they know nothing about it, kind of like Sergeant Schultz, I know nothing, I know nothing. And also it was our good old friend Michael Reagan who said, kill Mark Dice, he'll pay for the bullets, he will pay to have him murdered, he wants him dead. That's a quote, call me, I've got money. And then he went on to say, shove hand grenades sexually into children. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. Well, they're very embarrassed by those clips when he went psychopathic on air, so they had Mark Dice's channel suspended, but then they were worried about lawsuits, so Michael Reagan called Mark Dice on his cell phone, so Mark Dice actually has Michael Reagan's number. Well, I guess a year after that whole scandal, when we called for getting Mark Dice's YouTube account, you know, re-upped and things, it's the same people. In fact, he was the straw that broke the camel's back, because it's two strikes, you know, you're out basically with YouTube. And folks, the reason I'm obsessing over this is there are attacks everywhere on free speech happening right now. And you know, whenever we have an internet outage or a problem, 98% of the time, you know, we come on air and we say, no, this was our own servers going down, or our own problem, or a lightning strike, or, you know, things like that have happened. Or the power's out in Austin and our backup batteries went down. You know, there have been things that knock us off the air and knock us off the internet over the years. That's why we have a big, redundant system that's multifaceted to try to resist some of those attacks. But we got hit for 5-6 days straight with the biggest and most sophisticated denial of service attacks that one of our big IT centers and our two IT guys have ever seen. While we were getting death threats, while we were getting threatened, while all these different things were going on, and then our YouTube channel gets taken down on top of it. So I just want to point out to listeners that we are having an effect. This is the good news. You know, I took my family, you know, for a couple days camping out of town, camping slash staying in a lodge, and I walk up to the lodge place to get my keys to the cabin, and all three people that were in the little lodge were all fans, and they'd never heard of my show before until about 2 weeks ago. They started watching us on YouTube, and that's what I'm talking about here. Folks, we cannot just quit YouTube. That nice teenager from Minnesota what's his name, who's been fighting for 9/11 truth to school?
Robert Wanick.
Yeah, Robert Wanick put out a nice video, you know, defending us, but saying that he's going to quit YouTube now. No, I've seen so many great directors and so many great activists leave YouTube because of their censorship. They are battling us there because it's the number three website in the world, because our information can go viral there. Just because we're drawing fire doesn't mean we retreat. It doesn't mean that we give up because we're under attack and because we're being censored. It means we intensify all of our efforts on YouTube, on Google, but then doppelgang all the video and audio uploads to other sub-video channels that are also quite large. So, you know, that's the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. If we weren't hurting them, they wouldn't be doing this. And I can be in Costa Rica, and people walk up to me and say, I watch you every day on YouTube. I can be in Canada. They walk up and say, I watch you every day on YouTube and Google Video. I can be in the middle of the woods in Texas, and people walk up and say, we watch you on YouTube. I can be in D.C., New York, everywhere I go. And it's not like I'm walking past 100 people and 2 or 3 out of 100 come up. Burmish, you know you're with me, and it happens to you a lot, too. Rob Dew's getting recognized everywhere. When I send him to Boston, or I send him to you know, different places to do interviews. Aaron Dykes, Rob Jacobson are getting recognized, you know, in Kansas City, everywhere. I mean, people that are hardly on camera, people that have been working for us 2-3 months are already being, and again, that's a gauge of the information. If it was just some guy talking about how to fly fish or something, and people are saying, oh, I recognize you everywhere from your fly fishing videos, that would just be interesting. It would be a bit vain, but this isn't fly fishing. This is fishing for the minds of men, unlocking minds. This is when we get recognized, it is a gauge of the effect we're having and of what's happening in this nation and this world. So the reason I'm going to be on via telephone for at least 30, 45 minutes with you tomorrow is I have a ton of news and information I want to go over and a lot of points I want to make. But the reason I called in to the show today is because I just wanted to let the listeners and everybody out there know, because I've gone through this myself, that we get down sometimes and we get frustrated and we get so close to the problem and it's so obvious to us and the corruption is so ridiculous and the lies are so ridiculous that we have a tendency to, you know, feel fatalistic or like there's no hope. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more than just hope. There is just an amazing things that are happening right now, and if we'll just intensify our efforts to wake everybody up, and people are ready to wake up right now because everything we've talked about in the past is coming true. We've done the groundwork. Many others before us did the groundwork. Many people out there listening to the groundwork. World government's openly being announced and set up. So now is the time. Of course the enemy's blasting our walls and coming in and bringing the nation down. But we always knew this point was coming. And so now is the time to fight with maximum effort. Because we're being hit and attacked and the enemy is striking means that we are engaging them. When you're over the target, you get the flak. And when you're coming in, I guess, in Vietnam to drop the troops off in some forest, some jungle meadow, you know, some landing zone, and you're getting fired on, you know you're coming down where the enemy's at. You know you're coming down where the action is. And so, yeah, we can run off to little smaller sites and places and not be molested and left alone for now, but we need to go out and find the enemy, seek and destroy in the info war. We need to go where we're under fire. We need to go where we're under attack. We need to go where we're being resisted. And with that, I want to get into Jackie Smith, the Home Secretary, literally a would-be Pinochet or Adolf Hitler or Mao Zedong, but she's kind of the Hermann Göring or Heinrich Himmler, I guess, for Gordon Brown and the New World Order, the head of the G20. But before I get into that, Burmese, any comments on my last 7-minute rant?
Well, I can't agree more. I mean, just because we're, you know, being thwarted on YouTube by taking down our biggest channel doesn't mean that there isn't a ton of Alex Jones stuff out there. It doesn't mean we can't rebuild. Like you said, it's the number 3 website in the world, only behind Google. And remember, Google Video does integrate all the other websites and like Vimeo and MySpace Video in their search engines. But they've really taken beta to alpha, you know, taking down the amount of views, taking down the top 100, taking down the hottest videos. Now you have to click through just featured videos. They don't tell you any stats
exactly.
On them.
Let's
at
be
all.
Clear.
Yeah.
All of my videos have been number 1, Loose Change, Fabled Enemies that you were involved in, Fabled Enemies you produced and directed, all number 1. Everything we do is number 1. Okay, number 1. And then when does it stop being number 1? They just freeze our account, and then later we got internal memos. We've written articles about this. They'll just freeze the video for 2 weeks till it's dead, or they'll just knock you out. They cheat. And so we pointed out, hey, why do you have a top 100? You're claiming this is what the people want. And people could say, well, that's their website, so it's not censorship. The issue is, just like Digg later had to admit to Wired Magazine that they censored our articles, the people were voting us up to number 1 on a site that's in the top 30, and they were knocking us out. But folks, they do this. It's like whack-a-mole. We're not going away. Anybody ever been in a video game parlor and you played the game where the moles are popping up and you're whacking them with the mallet? Ladies and gentlemen, we've just got to have more moles popping up, more places. The fact we're being whacked on the head only excites me. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more they do it, you know, the more aggressive I'm going to be. Like you said, I'm doing 7 hours of radio today. I'm doing 7 hours of radio tomorrow. I'll be here this weekend working on my next project. I mean, we have to engage these guys full force if we want victory. And, you know, I had some encouraging callers. Bill in Wisconsin really took, you know, this movement into his own hands. He ran for local government. He made changes locally. There is so much people can do. He just did a big screening of the Obama deception. People are handing that out
in droves. Exactly. That's the thing that frustrates me, is that I have engaged in the info war. I have caught people engaged in bribery and single-handedly with, you know, that is the locals here in Austin have single-handedly defeated gun bills. We've thrown out the Patriot Act in so many cities. I mean, we've done so much. There's hundreds of things we've done. Anytime we take the field, anytime we take action, anytime we stand up and fight back, we win. But people have this spell on them that they can't fight back. Well, listen, I want to get into some economic news in the next segment. That's when we're going to cover that. Heads up to the folks of the network. But right now, I want to play this video, this audio. This is a video press release put out by Her Lordship, Jackie Smith, over in England. This is the person that says, if they don't like your behavior, criticizing immigrants, he will be arrested. Remember, Robin Page, arrested. BBC presenter for just saying rural communities deserve the same rights as, quote, Muslims and homosexuals. BBC, arrested. I can give hundreds of other examples, but there's one right there. Total secret police. Has nothing to do with loving the liberals and loving black people and loving the gays. It's all a way to sell the left on going along with tyranny. And we all know about Michael Savage, you know, her saying he can't come to the country, and Europe's arresting people that are criticizing the EU. Ministers are being fired. This is really happening. This is tyranny. Folks, when they start trying to restrict your free speech and your First Amendment, and then we have this other bill separate from the hate speech bill. It's lying there on your desk. I forget.
Yeah, the Cyberbullying Prevention Act. It's right next to me, and you know, it makes some really just ludicrous.
What's
outright
the bill number on that?
Yeah, I do. It's 1966.
Okay, so my point on that is this, and then I'm going to leave and you can cover it, Burmese. The point is that openly says what they. It's the same thing in England and Europe. If someone says what you said hurt their feelings, then you're arrested. And that's what she says in these different press conferences that she's been giving. She says, if it hurts somebody's feelings or it could upset someone and cause a fist fight, it's illegal, it's a felony. And that's what the Cyberbullying Prevention Act says. It says a federal felony if you hurt someone's feelings. So you should read that later. But here's the bottom line. Here's a clip of her, because this integrates in with the attack on free speech. And I'll explain why if we play the clip. Here she is saying, hey, you already got to show your power bill or your grocery bill or whatever with your ID for government, you know, identification. We're already snooping and tracking everything you're doing. So go ahead and capitulate to a national ID card, which England has resisted for decades. That's one of the few things they fought there. We already have it here by stealth through the local driver's license and ID. I told people that under the executive order back in the 90s. It's now public. Oh, yes, it's called the Real ID Act, already standardized globally to a global standard under a 2000 treaty signed in Australia with the United Nations. And, of course, the U.S. and others are signatories. So we're already under a world ID. They're just standardizing it all. And she tries to say in this tape, this audio video, she tries to say it's no big deal. She says this is the same thing as you know, just having to show your power bill with your ID, and this will make it simpler. This will have less data about you. This will give you more privacy. Ladies and gentlemen, she says we want your digital fingerprints and face scan. She says, well, we've already taken digital photos of you. So she's now explaining. Now, what the feds have said, what the big biometric conferences have said, what the Pentagon has announced, what the standardization under UN law states, is that to buy and sell, you will face scan and or thumbprint. And they're now saying, trying to standardize it, we have to do both for double authentication. Now, folks, right out of Revelations, but even if you're an atheist, come on, big government making you thumbprint and face scan to buy and sell. So the hand and the face, it's a digital number. Let he who hath reckoning, understanding, let he who have wisdom reckon the number of the beast. It's the number of a man. They explain with biometrics, it digitally calculates the features on the face, the separation of the fingerprints, and it creates a number of the man, your digital algorithm. But regardless, this is going to be used for total tyranny, and what they've stated at Homeland Security, what the, England and Europe has said, what China already does. If your national ID card is out of favor, if you haven't paid all your taxes, or you're out of favor, it's just turned off. And then your digital photo, your digital thumbprint, your card, you cannot buy or sell any type of underground economy, having garage sales, selling your car to your neighbor for cash, all illegal. It is all going to be felonies. They have announced all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And so they roll it out like, oh, it's no big deal. It's for your identity. It's for your protection, when it's the government that's gone to all these number systems and big banks and others that are always getting caught selling to other people your data that caused this. So listen to how this witch sells this. And notice the key here. Notice the key to all of this. Notice how she is separately saying, if you criticize the government, speak out against immigrants, do anything we don't like, if your behavior isn't what we want, birthplace of the Magna Carta, we are going to have you arrested in England and barred from coming into England. This is the global system. No traveling, no buying food, no having a house, no having shelter. And then if you try to be homeless, worldwide, they're setting this up, they take you to FEMA camps, just like Governor Schwarzenegger's doing, where you're basically prisoners. So here is the audio of the same witch that's totally banning free speech in England and arresting people en masse for free speech.
Alex, we're going to have to go to that on the other side. We only got 30 seconds in this segment, but she also says at the end of that clip, and we'll play it on the other side, that 70,000 people are already going to be taking it by the end of the year, whether they like it or not. And she does advertise it like it's the best thing since breakfast. We'll be back after this.
This is like the no-fly list.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. This is the same woman that's banning 16 people from the country, and they're not naming who six of those people are.
By the way, she's just setting the precedent with that. She's setting the precedent with that.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show, and let's go to the man himself, Alex Jones.
Oh, please, Burmese, come on. The man himself. Okay, we got some economic news coming up in the next segment, and then we've got Senator Brogdon coming on, where they're bypassing the governor, who is a globalist, who's, I guess, trying to stop what they're doing in Oklahoma. I mean, that's the details I got on the road, but we'll find out the specifics from him coming up. Or perhaps the governor's going to help. I don't know. We'll find out the details. But also, clearly giant NATO drills in Georgia, then claiming that the Russians were trying to stage coups with military groups, then no evidence. That's going on. Obama says trillions more for the banks. for the bankers. And all of that is going on, so that's coming up with Jason Burmes. But look, we'll play this clip. The point here is there's 1,100,000 Americans on the no-fly list. And it's always getting bigger. They're always adding new people. This is about training you that you don't travel unless they say so. And also being guilty without ever even being charged or tried. They just say, well, the database says you're a terrorist or you may be a terrorist. Now to the Patriot Act, they have giant criminal databases with more than 4 million people on them who have no criminal convictions. So this is the new system where citizens will have to have ID cards to have jobs worldwide, but then illegal aliens are always exempted from it, as they've done with the national ID card and the bailout money and the rest of it. So listen to this lady when she's talking about this, as they force the British, because all this goes hand in glove, secret police spying on the parliament without warrants, the NSA spying on Congress without warrants. It's the illegitimate national security government in the U.S., in England, in Europe, that works for the private banks, that is literally circumventing the elected parliaments, the legislatures, the Congresses, as the John Warren Defense Authorization Act and others say. The governors are now under federal control in the U.S. Same thing with what's happening in England. This is an illegitimate coup. This is an illegitimate takeover so they can financially loot us and then carry out their eugenics on us. And we must fight the National ID cards, the Real ID Act, because it's going to be used where you can't travel, you can't buy and sell. That is their stated goal, and they're already implementing it. So look, there's already thousands that can't go into England that we know of. They already sit there and check you when you go in. Canada already has my name on the list. Everybody gets stopped, whether it's David Icke or George Galloway. I mean, everybody I know basically isn't allowed into Canada, run by the same people. So this is already here. It's like Nazi Germany, how you couldn't get out without your papers. Then they grab you at the border. It's the same thing. And the U.S. wouldn't let people leave Germany and come to the U.S. That's a big, dirty secret. Neither would England. So again, here is the witch. Here is the would-be tyrant.
The key words for me when it comes to the identity service are security and convenience. You know, let's be clear, we already wander quite often around the streets with large amounts of personal information, utility bills, passports, other information that we need to use at the moment to prove our identity. An identity card is a more secure and convenient way to do something that we're already having to do without actually sharing as much personal data as we now have to. But I think it's right as well, when we're thinking about the convenience of how you enroll your facial image, your fingerprints, both for ID cards and incidentally for biometric passports, that we make that as convenient as possible for the public. We're used in this country to having our digital photos taken for our passports in high street outlets. I believe that we can offer that opportunity to people to have their biometric fingerprints taken as well. And we can do that in a secure way, but in a way that's also convenient for people.
So it's not a white elephant, as Mr. Green is referred to.
Well, look, there are 70,000, by the end of this year, there'll be 70,000 ID cards already in people's hands. There's already 30,000. They're helping foreign nationals to prove their right to be here. They're helping employers to be more secure, that people have got the right to work. We're already having to prove our identity. I think it's the role of government to help people to do that more securely and more conveniently, and at the same time to help people to protect their identity so that I can be confident that somebody else isn't pretending to
be. All right, folks, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.